Zach, thanks so much for the time. You're absolutely killing it right now, man. No runs allowed through the first 16 innings throughout the course of the season. What has been working for you out there on the hill?
Definitely good defense behind us so far. It makes it a lot easier to be able to throw in the zone, throw a lot of strikes if they're making plays behind us. Then, I mean, being able to throw a couple pitches for strikes also helps a lot as well.
If I were to see you pitch in action, what would I be seeing? Like, what's in your repertoire, and what do you feel like has made you so effective when it comes to your pitching style and what you throw?
Definitely getting ahead with fastballs, being able to throw it to certain locations, then being able to throw the off-speed for strikes as well. Being able to get ahead with off-speed has been a big part of our season so far, especially when we have aggressive hitters that we're facing.
I'm very curious what it's been like for you so far having to play baseball in the middle of a pandemic. Like, how has all of this been for you and your teammates?
I mean, it's been crazy, honestly. You don't know most of the teammates right away because we have split practices. So we'll just have, like, pitchers go out at one time, then fielders will go out. But it's been nice the past couple weeks because we've finally been able to be together as a full team. Definitely crazy out there with a lot of games changing here and there. And it's tough being able to get a full week of games in because we have to all test and we all have to worry about other teams as well.
Yeah. I'm also wondering what the protocols are like, what you guys have to go through. You mentioned that you kind of had to split things up early on, but do you guys get tested on the regular? Do you have to wear your masks at certain points throughout the course of practices or games? Like, what's that like?
So we have to test once a week, and it matters if we're playing, like, an out-of-league team, then we'll usually have to test a second time. Then for the mask protocol, we usually got to wear it at all times while we're out there, except when we're playing on the field in games. So, like, practices, when we're around people, we got to wear it. In the dugouts, we got to wear it. Even got to wear it around campus when we're coming into the field, too.
Wow, that's wild. Did you expect the season to be this way? Or let me rephrase that. I guess the better question is, did you ever doubt that the season maybe wouldn't happen? Because, I mean, there's just so much uncertainty with the world and everything like that. Like, did you ever doubt that there wouldn't be a baseball season? Or were you somewhat confident that with it being a spring sport that maybe you'd be able to get the season in?
I was pretty confident the whole time from, like, what our coach was telling us. Coach Joe Brown was always very optimistic about us playing, and he was going to do whatever he could for us to play. It was just kind of a matter of how many games we were going to play. That was the big part. Usually we have probably 25, 30 games in so far, and what, we only have 15 right now. That's the only thing that's been a little bit different that I've noticed.
We're chatting with Zach Durant here on BTL, senior pitcher for the SUNY Cortland baseball team, recently named the SUNYAC Pitcher of the Week. He's allowed zero runs through his first 16 innings on the mound. You mentioned how usually you'd have a lot more games in to the season up to this point if things were kind of normal. So what is that like? Does that change anything for you in terms of preparation or your work or anything like that? Or is it still kind of a go with the flow sort of thing?
Not really, because we were prepared to play games in early February because we were back practicing beginning of January. Everyone was throwing, getting their stuff done before they came back. The only thing is we're not playing the really good competition we do when we go down and play down south against other teams.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of playing the upstate New York teams, which are good competition as well. We're just not used to the kids down there playing year-round, which definitely helps a lot with baseball.
Well, and that's one thing I've always noticed about your program, and you kind of alluded to it, the fact that you have those early spring games, or early season games, I should say, down south against the really, really stiff and tough competition. So did it feel like you had to prepare a little bit faster for this season and kind of, you know, be on check and be on point early on?
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to get out to a slow start in a season like this.
Yeah.
We're starting, like you said, a month later. We're getting ready in the conference games, and that's what really matters for us. That's how we get into the tournament every year, being able to play against the conference teams and always winning against them. So we really couldn't get out to a slow start. Like, we go down south, it's all right if we may drop a game or two here and there, but right now we're right in the middle of it. We need to win every game we can.
Obviously, you're a pitcher, as we've obviously alluded to here. But I tell you what, you've got to be amazed at just how good your offense has been so far this season, especially a lot of the seniors in your class. They just continue to put up ridiculous numbers at the plate. You know, somebody like Scott Giordano, for instance. What's that like, seeing guys really perform at the plate at such a high level?
Oh, it's great. It gives you so much confidence to be able to go out there and pitch, honestly, because you're not afraid, like I said earlier, you're not afraid to throw a ball in the zone, try to get guys to get themselves out. So, I mean, a hit here and there isn't going to hurt you as much because you have confidence in your offense going back, putting up runs every inning.
Obviously, the offense has been red hot, case in point, what they did in terms of run support for you against Oneyata. So let's look ahead to this weekend. You've got New Paltz with a handful of games coming up. Safe to assume that you're going to be getting some really good innings against them.
Oh, yeah, definitely throwing this weekend. Just hoping to go out and do the same thing I've been doing all season. Go out there, be efficient, be able to keep my pitch count down so I'm able to go deeper into games, which is really been a big point for me this year, just pitching more to contact instead of trying to strike guys out as much as I would try to before.
And does it feel like a little bit sweeter this season? Does it just because, you know, it's your senior year, things were obviously wiped out a season ago. In some ways, does it feel like maybe there's a little bit of a chip on your shoulder to really, you know, give it to SUNYAC teams and contend for another SUNYAC title and then eventually for what's down the road with NCAAs?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because being the SUNYAC teams is our ultimate goal. And as long as we keep winning against them, we're going to be able to have an opportunity to keep playing deeper in the playoffs. But, yeah, definitely a little bit of chip on my shoulder after last season, didn't perform the best, and need to come out and get right back to it right away.
That's awesome. Hey, Zach, keep killing it out there, man. You're pitching so well to start the year. Keep it up, and looking forward to seeing what you and your teammates do here down the home stretch. And thanks so much for joining the show, and appreciate a couple of minutes, okay?
Of course. Thank you for having me.